Welcome to the Vertical Shift Podcast, where we engage in candid conversation about life topics and real issues from a Christian perspective. I'm Justin.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Tommy.
Let's get started, boys.
All right. Well, we've got a fun episode for you guys. But before we jump into that, I did want to mention something pretty cool that's happening. So this week, we have what's called a Safe Haven baby box that we have been working on for about 2 years now to get installed in our community. And pretty pumped about that. It's going in the local fire station.
The ribbon cutting of this.
The ribbon cutting. It is installed.
The grand opening.
It is ready to go. And so, man, it's just such a big thing that we've been working on and trying to get the whole community involved in it. And so hopefully we'll save some babies' lives through the
process. I'm going to say, man, I think explain a little bit high level what it is, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's context clues there, but, you know.
All right. So there's a safe haven law that exists for moms that have newborns that can surrender their baby over to any hospital or fire station. Now, most people, I would say young people, don't even know that law's in existence. But this baby box was created to create anonymity. Not many people want to look somebody in the face and hand their baby over. Yeah. And so this baby box is installed on the outside of the wall of a facility that's open 24/7 like that. And so they can just open that door at any time during the night, place that baby in there, shut the door, and silent alarms will go off to alert. And so there's been so many cases around here and even recently of just babies being abandoned.
Yeah.
And so to give them an option, it's easy to judge that and be like, how could you ever do that? But man, we never walked a mile in their shoes either. So we just want to give them an option.
Or, you know, to your point, without even the judgment, it's like, man, just think about that baby, you know, versus, you know, somebody might place in a dumpster or, you know, absolutely. And then, you know, thinking obviously the name Safe Haven. So that baby will have a safe place.
Yeah.
You know, that's sweet, man.
The incredible thing about it is the lady that is a creator of it, she was abandoned by her mother. And so this was her mission to create something like this for mothers that are in desperate, dire situations to have an option. And so, yeah, it's pretty exciting. So it's finally here.
So, and if anybody wants to even know more about it, they can go Google Safe Haven Baby Box and go to the website
absolutely.
And see that, read that story and see what it's all about. It's really, really exciting. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. So excited for it to be here.
And you know, there's maybe some people that hear that and say, oh, is that, you know, an enabler to help a mother do that? And I think the response to that is, well, I mean, it's not that it's an enabler. That mother, you know, is going to abandon that child. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to be abandoned in a garbage can on the side of the road.
Right.
Yeah.
And this gives them a way to do that without that face-to-face interaction you're talking about.
And like I said, there's a variety of situations. No two circumstances are the same. And you think about a young girl and the variety of things that can happen. But to become pregnant and go, I'm not bringing my baby into the world that I live in. I'm not doing it. It will be, to have the mindset that that baby would be better off abandoned somewhere, you know? Yeah. So we just look at it in the regards of if we're going to be pro-life and that's our stance, then we need to provide options for those that would otherwise choose something different. Yeah. So, I don't look at it as enabling and promoting. Right. It's still a very traumatic thing to deliver a baby and then hand that baby over.
Well, especially, you know, talking about enabling. It's like, man, and then if you don't have something like that, then it's the potential of, you know, the argument can be made. Like, then you're enabling that baby's life being in jeopardy, depending on the circumstances a mom finds herself in. So, man, that's cool, man. That's cool work, and that'd be cool for the community and also the probably countless of babies that will, you know, be turned over and placed in a home or however that other part works, you know.
Right.
That's cool.
I'm planning on being there. It would be really cool if we could broadcast from there. I know we can't, but that would be cool to kind of be all set up live.
No, remember, we try to stay on video.
Well, I don't want to be on video, but no, I'm just saying. But there will be news media coverage and stuff. So
that's true.
Yeah. Maybe we can ask people and be like, have you ever heard of Vertical Shift? We're with Vertical Shift. We ask all the news folks.
We'll make our own media badge.
Yeah, like there we go. With the press.
Media.
Media badge. That's great.
Medi. We got to spell it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Well, awesome. Hey, you know, so that kind of leads me into, or, you know, my thoughts go into, sorry, somebody's at my front door. Oh, no, that was my thought.
I was like, dude, I didn't, I did not hit the button on the board.
What are these wind chimes?
That was my thought coming to life. You know, speaking of babies, I'm just curious. So I'm not going to, you know, Jeff, I'm not going to put your kid's name out on the 12 listeners who we have, but this may grow later. But Jeff sends me a email to be a what's the word, you know, for the application, a reference for his son, his oldest son. And I had no, like, he told me, hey, did you get that? And I'm like, no, I didn't get it. I
said, not, you called me and said, who is Elijah?
Yeah. I said, who is Elijah? Like, I mean, are you asking, is this real? Is this some long lost cousin?
I was like, that's my firstborn.
I had no idea because they don't, they call, is that his middle name, what he goes by?
No, that's his, Elijah. Yeah, his middle name is what he goes by.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that just, you know, now we're talking about babies. So, I mean, I was going to say, how'd you come up with Elijah?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Well, all of our kids, we have biblical first names and family middle names. That's kind of how we went with
so
it.
So is
Tommy? I'll mute that. Oh, my word.
I'll mute
that. It's so, like that scene in a, what is it, Christmas, what's the one where, like, the angel gets his wings?
I'm already giggly, but...
What is that movie?
Because I've been reading some stupid stuff over here for this episode.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, an angel gets
his
wings.
Yeah, you're like a little old angel guy
handing out
on
wings.
Your phone.
No, so your middle name, come on, bro.
Hey.
Is that a family name?
So, yes, actually it is. So, my uncle, his middle name was... Lacan. It was French.
Lacan.
And my dad thought it was a neat name, and so he wanted to name me Jeffrey Kahn.
But your dad's from Alabama, so it's like Jeffrey Kahn.
Exactly.
I mean, but, Tommy, you got to be careful over there in that corner.
Sir Thomas Holton.
Oh, I mean. Well, I'm the fourth, so mine definitely is a middle name. I mean, a family name.
I chose not to repeat mine.
I had a son, the firstborn, and Christine was like, nope.
Yeah.
So our kids' names like have nothing. I mean, the middle names all carry our name. So
sure.
His middle name is Thomas.
Christine said we are not passing that down. Yeah. It dies with you.
One stud's enough.
That's right. But so names, you know, I think about names are important.
They
but,
are.
Justin, like your kids' names, any family names there?
Yeah, we pass down like family names for their middle name. Yeah. You know,
and just kind of find like what's cool.
No, or just what's honestly the test we always had was we had to be able to say their first and middle name fast because we knew like we'd eventually get angry, you know, with our kids. And so we had to make sure it sounded good. So
it sounded like first, threatening.
Last name. Yeah, it didn't like it wasn't hard to roll off the tongue or, you know, it sounded too funny.
Well, you have to go through this whole list, too, of tainted names.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, some that are off the list because of, you know.
A kid in your past that like beat you up. Yeah. Not me, though.
Have y'all seen? There's a video of a teacher who's purposely mispronouncing and I just cry laughing too. Yeah. It's so funny.
That was good.
Well, so talking about
names are important.
Names are important.
And so and let's tell what are we talking about today, Tommy?
Well, let's talk about the story of the naming of our podcast.
Oh, my.
We've hinted
it
around.
It was easier to name a kid.
Oh, 100%. we hinted around and joked around, hey, we're going to have an episode about the names that we came up with the podcast. And that's why my phone was, because I actually had it off of silent, but I'm over here looking through. Let me just say this. We started our first episode, went live, dropped. Is that what the cool kids say?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. First episode dropped around April 1st, March 30th of 2024. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. We started talking about doing this podcast probably December to January 2023.
And it almost didn't happen because we couldn't come up with.
Oh
name.
My word!
Justin was almost.
I was
out
so
the door.
Angry. Y'all.
We went through.
So angry.
I
There's times
through.
That I thought just about like, oh man, if I could throat punch them after that text came through, I definitely would have. But the Lord knew I didn't need to be in y'all's presence when y'all.
I am looking through these texts. Oh, you had your own that we were. could have throat punched you.
Apparently, Justin was hungry when he was going.
So let's start talking about some.
Now
these
we're
things.
Fat shaming. Great, great. You know, we went there.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess it does make sense. You know,
right?
That's why I'm down 16 pounds, fellas.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
It's because we rejected all the names he wanted.
So let's start the theme. Justin always came up with a food-related name.
Yeah.
What are
he
some
had probably started dieting at this point. I was just like, you know what?
Or I was eating while I was
Well, you know,
I
mean, look, Justin has lost a lot of weight, you know.
Twice now. I mean, in my lifetime.
Well, I mean, and you're probably, I mean, you're probably in the best shape of your life right now, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Huh? Okay.
I mean, I feel healthy.
He's been better.
As a middle-aged man, I feel good.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're talking about from, like, you know, pretty, you know, severe obesity to very...
Wow. Not only obesity, severe obesity. That was brutal.
I'm not trying to be mean.
I know you're not, but I saw you thinking about what to say, and then it came out, and you knew it'd be funny. That was good. I'll give it. Look,
but I mean, but you're what? But you're like 5'7", and you weighed like 300 pounds. I mean, that's. I mean,
bro, I'm definitely taller than you.
I mean, okay. Are you 5'10"?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 5'9¾".
Before you do your hair.
So anyway, but you've lost a lot of weight. So I mean, I think though, and I've gained weight, but and I always think about food too. Don't get me wrong, but. So some of his.
So what were some? Let's go
just
there.
Start with one. What was the one? One of the ones.
The table.
The table.
He was clearly at the table.
And here's the thing. So here's what you don't get when you hear that, right? So and now I'm starting. Now that we're talking about this out loud, I feel like I looked at it from the lens of, hey, we'll be around a table talking, but y'all saw it as food. I'm the one that's losing some weight, so maybe y'all were thinking about food.
I'm pretty sure you had one called milk and honey.
Oh, well, hold on. No.
Who doesn't love milk and honey?
That has no table in it.
That's... Let me tell you this. I didn't hate the table. Yeah. I think I was one of the ones kind of in your car, like, hey, I get it.
Yep.
We're around, like, let's talk at the table. Like,
bring it to the table.
We had table talk. We had, but then you look up there was, you know, 100 podcasts named. It had the word table in
right.
it too.
So yeah, that was too.
That was another thing. But that was the mild side of the food.
Yeah.
Then this guy comes with milk and honey.
Milk and
I'm
honey.
Like, milk and honey? I mean, like the land of milk and honey. Yeah. I mean, we know that's biblical, but that could also go a bunch of different directions. People could think of a lot
honestly,
of different things.
That one, I'll be honest, I probably was hungry because milk, I think of Oreos, honey. That's biblical.
The first thing I thought of when you said milk and honey, I was like, well, why not just name it milk and cookies? <It's> like,
oh, goodness.
So I just want to put this out there. Jeff is not immune to having one that does not relate to food.
What? What did I do?
This guy, I'm looking at the text.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for this?
No.
I just lost it. All right.
Here come the wind chimes.
Oh, I know. Well, there's so many. This is the one I was laughing at when we had to redo the intro because it was so fun.
Did you just snort on air? Yeah, you did.
The stomach bug was what? Sorry. I'm sorry. All right.
The stomach
that's
bug?
That's not what I was going for. What? I'm looking through all of these. It was... Scattered, covered, and smothered.
That was a joke. Total joke.
Oh,
I think
man.
He started doing those because my food reference ones were prompting Jeff to...
I was getting hungry.
Yeah.
So there was something about salt and light, or, you know, it's food related.
Yeah. There's also 100 podcasts that have salt
like
and light in
it. I
felt
like you guys were being really original, basic in your names.
Basic.
Yeah. And then they started getting crazy.
Well, you say that, but before you go where I think you're going, Men on Fire podcast, that just shows that Tommy was listening to or watching a bunch of the Kendrick Brother movies, like Fireproof, because that's definitely where that
Men
came
on
from.
Fire.
Men on Fire.
So I said it in my mind like that.
I think my favorite Tommy came up with was Dude Imperfect.
Did I come up with that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was Justin. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Dude, that's stupid.
Dude.
Or... Also, Tommy had one that was Men on Mission, and then to abbreviate it, because you got to abbreviate things to be cool, it was the mom podcast. So
that was pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
That is but all the, like all that would do is make a lot of ladies moms that are moms in. Tune in and then be like, these are the worst.
These are the worst moms ever.
Which goes right into another one called Awkwardly Speaking.
Oh, my goodness. This is probably only funny to us, by the
probably.
Way.
Probably.
I don't know. What's another one? So then we went from food topics to...
a thesaurus.
Well, there was...
Because they got crazy.
There was like the battle or the... What was it? You know, battle axe was one of them. Like, what?
Relentless pursuit.
Yeah, because at one point, I think Tommy was like, man, we need something that's just like...
Rugged truth.
Yeah, just ultimate, like, rugged. And then we're like, but like there's also going to be a bunch of different people listening to it. But
and then, like, every 15, 20 new names we came up with, we kind of just circled back to Lumpy Rug.
So, the Lumpy Rug is really genius when you think about it.
Thank you.
It started, though, as Under the Rug. And the reason it started as Under the Rug is like, hey, these are topics that we want to talk about that most people don't.
Right.
And
they
what
sweep
happens
it under the rug.
With those things? They sweep it under the rug. It's
and
the
it
proverb, the
lumpy.
Proverbial rug,
right,
Justin? Proverbial rug.
And, but that was the one that Justin would just not even.
And then it was like, so then we was like, hey, what happens to the rug as you put your problems underneath and it right. doesn't surface? It gets lumpy. You start
Brilliance.
tripping over it. I started making logos on it.
We had
a yard sale and I had a rug out there and I took a picture. So y'all was like,
see, and here's the thing: like you say it was good, but like even you taking the time to make the logos for a Lumpy Rug podcast name, like all that did was validate to me that it was horrible.
Justin was ready to quit. Like
word.
He was like, "I am, guys. I will." He was serious.
I think I even put in the group text like, "Hey, if that's what it is,
no, you did.
I'm out.
No, you did, and you could read the seriousness in it.
Yeah. Oh, it was meant to be serious.
Yeah.
Yeah."
And we kept,
but then also, here's the other thing.
Bringing it up, dude.
Whether it was small group or if Jeff was doing something while he's teaching something, whatever it was, there was always a reference afterward about sweeping stuff under the rug or like things get lumpy and it just kept popping up everywhere and it just kept building up anger inside of me.
You even brought it up in your Sunday school class one day. You said something.
When you sweep stuff under the rug.
I was just looking at you like,
just,
like
you trip
this.
Over
I was
it.
Just looking at you with my eyes wide and I'm like, really? Really, you're like stop.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was a good.
We
one.
Had
still
we
like
had
it.
Shirts ready and everything.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh my word.
But that was
funny. Look, and I will say this: anybody that knows us, and you happen to listen to this, please come up and tell us whether or not Lumpy Rug would have been a good name, or like, hey,
welcome to the Lumpy Rug
call.
Podcast. Man, that just it just sounds so good.
Like, it just sounds so lumpy off the tongue.
People would look at that like, but I got to listen to that. Like, I want to check that out.
Right.
Because, I mean, some of the other things are just so bland. Like, right.
But they'd only check it out once.
I mean, we could have always gone with Justin's long of the short.
That's right. That's right.
What does that even mean?
That's so stupid.
I don't know. Okay. But Lumpy Rug sounds amazing. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we got you on here saying it. So. Oh, by the way, for anybody listening who heard the challenge of Lumpy Rug in the podcast gets a free t-shirt, this is not the episode.
That's right. Yeah.
Because we have snuck it in places. Oh man, what are some other funny ones? I just want to go through a couple more here because people don't understand how many text messages
people don't understand how many podcasts there are.
Oh, well,
with the name that you like, that's already taken.
Yeah,
here's,
so that was the challenge.
Maker's Mark.
Maker's Market?
No, not Market. Maker's Mark.
Oh.
Isn't that a like, beverage?
That's
like an adult. Yeah,
that's
a
bourbon.
An adult beverage. Yeah, that's
so funny. Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, my word.
Jesus Junkies. That's stupid.
Who came up with that one?
Me? I'm looking at a list. I sent like 10 names.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why we blocked you on our text.
Oh, my word. Oh, no.
Justin said, Maker's Mark. That's a brand of alcohol, bro.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
But it's funny. Like, we say names are important, and then y'all throw out some stuff like, uh-oh.
Do you remember the worst one he had ever?
Mm-mm.
Ready? In on real, and then he tried to say spell it backward and like what was that?
I was tired.
And then he tried to say it means something like backwards, like
Roy, one of his words.
Yeah, Roy.
That was Forrester.
Welcome to the Roy 5.
I'm like, it's not even Roy. It's in on real. It's Ior.
No.
No, you're
going
backwards. It's Roy.
That's so funny.
Jeff, I wouldn't say Jeff, you say texted that. All caps. You said, stop it, Roy.
Oh, that was terrible. I wasn't saying call it the Roy podcast. I was trying to give y'all the meaning behind the name.
Okay.
But clearly, y'all are not a fan of one of the Lord's names backwards.
And then I said, what about real on in?
Oh, goodness. That was terrible.
Oh, my goodness. Jeff said Mount Moriah.
Hey, listen. Speaking of names, I've got to share the story with you guys.
Okay.
Because my kiddos came home from school, and my wife was unpacking their backpacks, and they had taken school pictures, and so they had this form, like, if you want to buy them, you got to make a check out and to your school and send it in. And my wife was in such a frenzy with it that she sent it off, and she got a note back from the teacher that said, could you please fill out the check correctly and put the name of the school, because she just simply wrote your school
to the pay two line.
Made the check out to your school.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
she's gonna love
it.
You putting her on Front Street.
Yeah. It was amazing. She laughed for probably 10 minutes before she told me what had happened. And then she said, the crazy part is I've already bought pictures from the school and I didn't make it out to your school. It was the same company. She's like, why would I do it this time? Oh, she even had it registered, you know, to keep track with it.
I think that was funny. The checkbook, like you showed, it was like all big letters, like just with confidence. There wasn't any like,
she's like, what photography place is called your school?
So the one that takes your money, you don't get the photos.
I said, did you sign it with your name? goodness. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I am glad of where we landed. I will tell you, like, vertical shift.
Yeah.
People get why.
It's okay.
It's, yeah, right. Yeah.
It's second best.
Yeah. And that's funny. Like, somebody mentioned in here, like, that didn't even make the list. It just kind of.
Yeah, it started out with, like, which one was it on here?
Something perspective or something.
Perspective shift was one that we kind of landed on, which was cool, but there was already one taken, maybe a couple of them already taken with perspective shift.
We just didn't want to have,
We didn't want it to be confusing, so then we found vertical shift. And
We knew this was going to blow up, so we didn't want to,
people want to mix it.
Searching for us.
Yeah.
Oh,
goodness.
That was fun. I'm glad we're past that. It was a long time. That was 3 or 4 months straight of multiple days. And I did have some thoughts at some point, like, it's going to get so stressful. These guys, Justin especially,
gonna do it.
Justin's going to back out because he's.
Yeah. I don't even remember if we'd bought, like, the equipment yet or not. Oh, no.
I
don't think we did.
No, not while we were coming up with a name.
But, you know, when we knew things bothered you, we just kept on.
Oh, y'all kept poking and prodding,
just the text messages are funny. Like, we're just, like Jeff said, you know Justin will like it. He'll come around. Just go ahead and launch it, Tommy. Like, and then he was like,
I was so adamant.
He's like, bro, I am out.
No. Yeah. No, I was definitely digging in my heels on that one. I was just.
It was funny, too, because then we would ask people afterwards, like, hey, all right, give us your honest opinion. How does the Lumpy Rug podcast sound? And they would always make this confused look face. And Justin's like, see, I told you.
No.
Yeah, I don't think too many people. I think we actually did a slight, like a little poll, and maybe a couple people was like, that would make me listen to it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up. So when we did a little field test to put out the name, we first put it out to the guys group. Like, hey, which names do you like off of this? But then Jeff always had to, or Tommy, maybe it was you, had to give context as to the name's name, like Lumpy Rug and like you see my rug and like. But like the first vote was like, people were like, what's this? And then they didn't vote for it. But then like the content was like, oh yeah, I actually like that one. I'm like, if you have to explain why the name is the name, and then people are like, oh, okay, I get that. And then they vote. That's not a real vote.
Right. Welcome to the Lumpy Rug podcast where you sweep stuff out of the rug because.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. But it was pretty funny.
Hey, y'all are welcome. Y'all are welcome.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, man.
Are you better now though?
I'm glad we've aired this out. Literally, yeah, we've gotten out from under the rug.
Because there was one called Full Disclosure. In all honesty.
Those sound like me.
Yeah.
100%. Hey, I will say that I do have a pet peeve. And sometimes you guys say that is, hey, you'll start your sentence with, in all honesty. And that has a kind of a meaning like, oh, you hadn't been honest, but now you are.
Yeah, it is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who says it?
I think Justin says it the best. Yeah.
In all seriousness,
honesty, and full transparency. Like, you hadn't been, just say what you're going to say. And the reason why is because someone called it out in me in a business setting. And, and it was a mentor of mine. And he just shot me a text and said, hey, just think about when you say that, what, and that person may have not have thought twice about it, but what it's really saying is or maybe you weren't being honest and now you are.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth then right now.
truthfully speaking.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. But I'm also like sometimes, especially in a corporate world, like there's a lot thought through that some people are like, bro, that's a lot to think through. It's also like, hey, with all due respect, I'm about to disrespect you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
We've had a good run, though. If we call it, you know, spade a spade, we've had a good run since April.
Well, we're not going anywhere.
No, I'm just saying we've had a good run.
Had a good run, guys. I mean, it's been
just
great.
All right, slumber rug. I'm just trying to be honest. I'm just trying to be honest with the people.
Here we go.
No, we've had a great run from where it started and where what it's doing now and just the stories that we've
yeah.
you know, been able to share on here and folks that have come on. Like, it's been fun.
And it's nothing, you know, it's nothing that we're, it's not about us. I mean, you know, we're on here talking, but it's really the Lord working through it, and it's Him pulling people or putting people in the right moment to listen to the right thing. And, you know, we try to be obedient as we can. We're not perfect, you know, and but I don't want, you know, people to think that we think that we're doing something great here. It's just this is our heart. We wanted to share what our men's group goes through, just this, the subjects, and it was just there's a lot of people out there that don't have that same connections with other men or other groups. It's not even about men, people in general. Women, you know, need the same accountability and the same friendships to help them grow in their walk and their faith. And just to be able to share and talk about some of the experiences that we hear and talk about and how we can shift our focus from self to God. And
and I think it's really cool to hear stories too of just people passes by. I was like, oh man, I was listening to this one. And I had one lady in particular stop me and said, hey, what's this Bible study you guys did in your group? Like, I'm really interested in doing something like that. You know, so it's pretty cool stuff.
And
that comes
people
from.
I had no idea that even listened.
Like your buddy.
You know,
I don't want to mention his name.
No,
you,
shout
you
out
do.
To Jeremy, man. Yeah. You know,
and it was cool to meet him.
And he and I have grown up together. It was great. I was so glad that he came and visited and got to meet you guys. And for him to share that, hey, I've been listening, and it's helpful.
Right.
And, I mean, that is some reassurance there, but that's just it's special.
Yeah.
Man, remember he shared, I think one of the things that he said, your buddy Jeremy, when whenever he said he listened to stuff, he's like, hey, man, like listening, he's like, and also like, you know, it's being used whether you realize it or not. And I'm like, yeah, it just kind of hit home. It's like, man, I know we have fun doing this and stuff, and our focus is to tell, you know, stories and hit on things. So I don't know, just sitting here and recording stuff and it being put out there, you don't always think about like its reach. And so people like Jeremy sharing that and others is just real sweet, man.
It is.
So that's shout really out cool. to Jeremy.
Yep.
100%. Well, guys, we really appreciate you guys coming on the journey with us. We hope that you'll stick with us. And, man, thanks for tuning in and listening to the
Hey, somebody send us an email.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gotten an email.
We still, yeah, first email ever.
It's probably, well, we have gotten some in the very beginning.
Probably because he keeps coming back as like, you know, sender not available, so they give up with all those.
We're probably not even saying it right.
Or, you know, it just takes so
Let's
long.
Let's change it. Yeah, I think we need to change
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
To the lumpy rug.
The lumpy rug.
Let's do it. Thanks, guys, for listening. Yeah. Love you guys.